Part 1, Chapter 3. Chrissy was standing there, her leg being hugged, as always, by her younger sister. Johnny Goodboy ignored her and looked at the courthouse. The old, old building was the only one to have a stone foundation and stone floor. Somebody had said it was 1,000 years old, and though Johnny didn't believe it, the place sure looked it. Even its 17th roof was as sway-backed as an overpacked horse. There wasn't a log in the upper structure that wasn't gaping with wormholes. The windows were mainly caved in like eye holes in a rotted skull. The stone walkway close to it was worn half a foot deep by the bare, horny feet of scores of generations of villagers coming here to be tried and punished in the olden days when somebody had cared. In his lifetime, Johnny had never seen a trial, or a town meeting, for that matter.
"Parson Staffer is inside,"
said Chrissy. She was a slight girl, very pretty, about 18. She had large black eyes, in strange contrast to her corn silk hair. She had wrapped around herself a doe skin really tight, and it showed her breasts and a lot of bare leg. Her little sister, Patty, a budding copy of the older girl, looked bright-eyed and interested.
"Is there going to be a real funeral, Johnny?"
Johnny didn't answer. He slid off Windsplitter in a graceful, single motion. He handed the lead rope to Patty, who ecstatically uncoiled herself from Chrissy's leg and snatched at it. At 7, Patty had no parents and little enough of a home, and her son rose and sat only on Johnny's proud orders.
"Is there going to be me and a burying and a hole in the ground and everything?"
demanded Patty. Johnny started through the courthouse door, paying no heed to the hand Chrissy put out to touch his arm. Parson Staffer lay sprawled on a mound of dirty grass, mouth open in snores and flies buzzing about. Johnny stirred him with his foot. Parson Staffer had seen better days. Once, he had been fat and inclined to pomposity, but that was before he had begun to chew loco weed, to ease his toothaches, he said. He was gaunt now, dried up, nearly toothless, seamed with inlaid grime. Some wads of weed lay on the stones beside his moldy bed. As the toe prodded him again, Staffer opened his eyes and rubbed some of the scum out of them in alarm. Then he saw it was Johnny Goodboy Tyler,
hey,
and he fell back with lost interest.